Saturday at the ballpark. And again, we don't do this this often, but this is so unique. And if you have a youngster and you're coming out to the park with your youngster, this is something you want to get. It's a beautiful book. It's The Night Before Baseball at the Park by the Bay. It's written by David Schnell. It's illustrated. David, how do you say this name?
Mackie Pamatuan.
Mackie Pamatuan. And if you, and again, I'm going to say use the word like Pixar.
Yeah.
It's one of those like Pixar beautiful books. The cartoons are beautiful. The drawings are beautiful. But it is a book that explains the excitement of baseball to a youngster before opening day. And, David, you put it together. And as I say, 10,000 fans are going to get this, 14 and under. It's a good beginning reader's book, a good beginning baseball fan's book. Tell us how all this came about.
Sure. Well, the book itself tells the story of a young boy's baseball fantasy pitching for the San Francisco Giants. It was inspired by my own interest with a young son to find a great book that was contemporary, Pixar-like, as you said, and that I could share that love of baseball with my son. We looked everywhere, and as many people know, when they have young children, when a child finds a book they love, they want to read it over and over and over again.
I've done that with George and Martha.
It's lovely, yeah. But you got to pick the right books. So right. We looked for something that would share that joy, and we didn't find anything. So I was inspired to try and put something together.
Wow, and it came out beautifully. Beautiful color. And the illustrations really grabbed me. And the story is that one, you know, it's a fantasy of a young boy before opening day and dreaming and what could happen at the ballpark. And I won't give away the whole story, but for a youngster, it's good. But the illustrations are amazing. Tell us about Mackie and how you got him to do this thing.
So Mackie's a professional illustrator. He's done hundreds of children's books, and he had done a book that we loved. So I contacted him in an effort to try to find someone who would draw like him. I didn't think he'd want to work with a first-time author, but it turns out that he studied at the Academy of Art in San Francisco. He lives in the Philippines now. His family are great fans, and when I told him about the idea for the book, he said, let's collaborate on this, and that's kind of how it came together.
Wow, first-time author, and people tell me you should do a book. You've got all these interviews and all that, and I just say it's just overwhelming to even think about it. You've never done this before. Where do you even start? You go to the laptop and just start writing? How does this happen?
You go upstairs, you have an idea, you type it on the laptop, you wake up in the morning, you think, that's not so bad. Maybe we can do something here. Yeah.
How does it come together for you? Of course, I think Vasco is going to sponsor.
Yes, so the Giants giveaway. The Giants have Vasco as a sponsor.
Vasco.
And
okay.
They will essentially provide 10,000 books, as you mentioned, to the first fans who are under 14.
Right.
And then we'll have it available in the retail stores exclusively through the Giants starting on Saturday, which is a great opportunity for people who can't make it to the game to also get the book.
Oh, very good. All right, so it'll be in the dugout store.
Yes.
Beginning Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, now it comes together. And I'm just, you know, you have, if people can't see you, David Schnell is with us, very excited. His wife is here, his son is here, and his son, obviously, the star of the book. But when you see the finished product, what do you think?
I was blown away with, as you said, the animation, the way that the artwork pops, and your ability to take what's really a classic story, or a hope is that it's a classic story, and bring it to life. With something very contemporary.
Opening day. You chose opening day as your backdrop for the story. Why opening day? Why not winning the pennant, or why not coming back from a road trip when you were 1-8 and facing the Dodgers?
I think children's books are a lot about joy and hope. And I think whether you're young or old, opening day brings yeah. back that hope. No matter what we're talking about in the middle of the season or the end of the season, come springtime, we all have that hope.
All right. Very well put. All right. I appreciate you being with us. And tomorrow at the ballpark, first 10,000, 14 and under. And the target audience, I would imagine early baseball fans, 7 to 10 maybe, really would enjoy it. Was that what you were intending to get to?
Absolutely. I actually think preschool and people who read to their children and are sharing that up through early elementary. Exactly.
Well, a lot of giveaways at the park, and to get this one, pretty good. Do you know what it's going to retail for at the store?
$14.95.
Yeah, so this is quite a giveaway.
Yes.
All right, now... On my show, I say give 40,000 away, you know, because I do that with the bobbleheads. But 10,000 kids, and that's a pretty good figure demographically. You know how many kids generally show up at the park?
Yeah, our hope was that we would make it available to all the kids who are available at the park. So that
right.
was the goal. And in speaking 10, to the 000. Marketing people who have been great, they yeah. suggested 10,000 hopefully will cover all the children who come
great.
To the park tomorrow.
All right, great. David, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, that is David Schnell.